Good morning and welcome to today's oil market update with Callum McPherson. How are you doing today, Callum?
Very good. And yourself? Hope you have a good Easter.
Thank you very much. It's very nice, thanks. OPEC Plus reached a deal to increase output when it met last week. Can you take us through the details of what was agreed, please?
Well, it's probably worth just quickly refreshing OPEC's original plans, which were to increase oil production by 2 million barrels per day at the start of this year. But of course, due to the disappointing demand situation, they didn't do that. They only delivered some very modest increases over the last few months. And essentially, what OPEC agreed to do at its meeting on Thursday was to try and get back on track with its original plan by adding in a further 1.1 million barrels per day over the period from next month through to July, and hence get back to essentially that 2 million barrels per day of extra production. And that would include also reversing the additional million barrel per day of Saudi cuts. Alongside the reintroduction of the agreed limits. So in other words, they're going to be adding 2.1 million barrels per day over the period up to July. And for May alone, this means about 600,000 barrels of additional production.
Okay, and the market had been expecting the cuts to be rolled over. How much of a surprise was this news?
Well, it was a bit of a surprise, but I think you have to look at the very heavy caveats that were applied to all of this. For a start, OPEC is going to continue holding its monthly meetings, and the next one is scheduled for the 28th of April. And I mean, as an example, when asked about the uncertainty in the outlook for demand during the press conference, the Saudi energy minister was very keen to highlight the ability of OPEC to be flexible and responsive to developments on demand and to tweak quotas as the need arose. In fact, he talked about how OPEC could bend it like Beckham. And so really this continues the approach that was very successful, that they started from December onwards in having these monthly meetings and adjusting to the situation as it developed, given how uncertain things are. And also, I think the announcement of this gradual increase removes a lot of the uncertainty about how the transition to a looser policy, which OPEC are going to have to do ultimately because demand is recovering, albeit perhaps not as quickly as people had hoped. But demand will recover, I think, through the rest of the year. OPEC will need to add more barrels. And there was always the risk that might be done as a step change, as a sudden increase, but we now know that's going to happen in a very gradual and cautious way, and not as a step change.
And was it a surprise the market initially rallied up to $65 per barrel after this news?
Well, I suppose it was a bit surprising, given that the market had expected that OPEC were not going to really announce any output increase, and that when they did, the market went up. But I think, firstly, you have to look at this in the context of the timing of the announcement. It was late on Thursday, which is ahead of the Easter bank holiday weekend, so a time of low liquidity. I think we can imagine that there had been some speculative players taking short positions going into the meeting who were then unwinding those. I think there's probably a reluctance generally for people to take strong directional views. So I don't think we can take too much information really as to what the market was thinking from the initial direction of travel. The market is open weaker this week, but I think even so, it'll take a little bit of time to digest what this really means for the market. And I do think that while Brent stays under $65 per barrel, there certainly is a risk of it testing 60 and that will be put down to a negative view about what OPEC have decided, but we shall see.
Sure. And Iran is meeting with the US and other signatories to the old nuclear deal later today to try and reinvigorate it. Is there much chance of success?
Well, there's a lot of headlines this morning about how this deal's going to be difficult and how that's supporting the market a little bit today. But I think it's always been clear that this discussion was going to be very difficult. And I don't think anything new really has been revealed this morning. It's also been further complicated by China signing its own deal of cooperation with Iran. I mean, it's a much more general deal, which is said to include some kind of oil supply agreements, along with Chinese access to military bases in Iran. So clearly, China trying to use this situation to further its interests in the Middle East and protect its access to energy, and I think needs to be viewed in the wider context of this sort of increasing estrangement between China and the West. So I think for Iran, it's very unclear really how this is going to play out for Iran and consequently in terms of supply for oil markets. But I think it's something that will take many months to evolve.
Lovely. Thank you for the update, Callum.
Thanks, Toby.